Buttons, buttons, I've got the button. We're live.
We're going to die.
Woo!
Well, you don't know that for sure.
I'm
pretty confident.
You might be wishing that death had visited upon you rather than outright death. Hello, and welcome to Hit an Abyss. This is the Group 1 portion. This is a 5th edition homebrew Dungeons & Dragons campaign. Tonight I am joined by some awesome people. We have Chris, Jen, Millie, and Cindy. Ellie is hanging out, muted. And what happened last week?
We went places. We went to the town to the prefecture because that's where the Book of Magic Doom said that we should go. And oh yeah, and Mazir and the other people are dealing with like a crab monster thing at the place, and that's fine. Anyway. We get transported by this wizard, and he doesn't like my hands. He thinks Hardy is ugly, and that, like, really hurt me. But anyway, we got there, and then we have to, like, pay to get in, and, like, I discover I only have 10 gold. I'm really mad that, Fahim only had 5 gold, because I stole that 5 gold, but that's beside the point. But then we discover that Orc Bomb is, like, freaking loaded, and that's not fair that she was hiding that from me, but,
There's a whole reason why she has that, but it's just consider it hers, you know?
So anyway, we get into the town, and they point us to a place, and we go into the tavern. It's called the Rusty Door Hinge, like, but the thing is that there's, like, the door is not rusted. It's nice and new. Anyway, we go in, and there's, like, 17 million Cancus.
Not quite that many.
I haven't seen Cancus in forever, and they all look at me and they go, wah, 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 and I'm like, wah, 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 and like, we're friends. And Orc Mom
cast silence on the room,
which
so
is
we
so
can get,
not
actually
fair.
Get rooms for you know, a while and be heard. And you know.
But Orc Mom got our rooms, and that was cool, and that was great. And oh yeah, the guard people thought I was a pet, and that was really rude. But I'm over it.
Right.
I'm over it. Right. But yeah, so we went into the place, and while Orc Mom was doing the buying of the rooms and sharing a drink with the bartender that they called Shut the Heck Up, I was showing off how cool I was to all the other Kenku, because, like, I can fly on my broomstick and, like, hey, yeah! That's what happened, and, like, Fahim went off on an adventure. I don't know. I found something on a sign. Not important.
And also the moon is gone.
Oh, the moon's gone. The moon's gone. Yes. And that's because the Doom book said that the theft moon. And so we gotta steal the moon back. And then we have to I went to bed and I woke up, and then I got like tackled into a room by a bunch of the Kenku, and then I had to push them all out because they all wanted to
squeeze into the room where they couldn't fit.
The room, and I was like, I can't do this, y'all. I like breathing. And so they left and 3 stayed in, and they told me about the fact that the Kraken has actually corrupted all of the bonds of all people to their gods, and that he's destroying them all to make them all like turn against their gods and destroy the world. And but somehow these Kenku think that their bond with Kvalu isn't corrupted, but like I don't fully trust that, but I totally believe them on the fact that the Kraken is corrupting and taking over all the bonds for people that connect with their gods, because like all the warlocks that we found so far have had that corrupted bond. And so, but now the Kenku all want to join us so we can destroy the Kraken. And I don't know how to tell that to Orc Mom. And
that's
Steve's
be an interesting thing there. You know,
Steve's on the roof and he is crowing to the sun like a chicken. And we have to talk to the Council of Races, which I just found out was the Council of Races. I thought it was the Council of Races.
Yeah, that I think that pretty much covers it. Honestly,
yeah.
I think that's pretty good summary right there.
I appreciate that Chris found a GIF to accurately portray his facial expression at the
Breaking
end
man,
of this
yep.
summary of events.
That's what happened.
That is what happened, yes.
I go away to a wedding for 1 week and this is what happens.
Well, you know.
I am here for all of this content.
Yeah. Also, Fahim found a sign. Said that it was obscured with something. I think it's pee.
Right back to
it was not. It was not.
Right back to you.
I am.
By the way, all the Kenku like my hedgehog friend.
I'm just disappointed.
You're not disappointed. You're proud.
No. No, I know what pride feels like. That's not this.
That's not it.
It's not like this.
Overwhelming pride.
So we're going to go back in time, just ever so slightly, because Ash entered the city through a different gate. Ash, why would you be going in a different direction from the rest of the party?
Because I'm going to go see my family.
Aww!
You didn't want to take the murder bird with you to introduce her to your parents?
I feel like the shock of their dead son reappearing is more than enough for now.
I'm very good with people's parents. Bryn's mom did not hate me.
Let's just get her over the shock of her dead son reappearing at her doorstep.
Oh, gosh. Fine.
Okay.
I'll come with my Kenku army later.
So it is...
We will discuss that.
Okay, so it is evening turning into night. At this point, very much...
How much did it cost me to get in?
Well, it's normally a couple copper, but they saw you were a tiefling and kind of just sort of backed off a little bit and let you go through. Because tieflings are a thing in this world, but they're not very common. And seeing someone come out of the darkness with horns and red skin is sometimes intimidating.
So to clarify, normally for people from different pick, that's a couple of copper. You guys had to pay what?
We paid, I don't remember how much gold.
5 gold per
15
person.
15 altogether.
Oh, yeah.
Because they saw that I was a
scammed.
We didn't know any better.
And also it's because they saw I was another murder bird and they were just done with it.
The paperwork does say that you paid 2 copper each, though.
Of course it does.
You. They call me a pet and they just let him in free.
It's good to be home.
At this point, you have looked up in the sky and seen that the moon was not where it's supposed to be. And as a sailor, that is something that you know you're looking in the right direction.
That's extremely concerning. You wouldn't know how to process that right now. Too many things going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, understandably so. But
Let's just table the moon issue.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not your problem.
Bad.
There's probably a different ragtag band of adventurers for whom that is going to be their problem.
Yeah.
But only on Mondays.
Proud of them.
I mean, here's the thing. I feel like that's such a global issue, especially with the fact that they think it's connected to the book. We're probably going to try and investigate that as well. That's the really bad thing here.
And also Port City.
Yeah, there's a lot going on that we need to look at. It's really, there's a lot. He's kind of overwhelmed.
I wonder how the tides are going to be this next month.
What tides?
That's the point.
There is such a thing as solar tide, but it's not a whole lot.
This port city is no longer a port city. There's so much land right now.
So, well, no, it would be what's like right at the mid tide at this point. It's not low tide or high tide. It's halfway through.
Oh, Paige is going to play in the sand.
Still playing the sand, love.
Yay!
Yeah, there should be plenty of sand. Even at high tide, there was sand. So,
my favorite thing about all of this is the actions of an adventuring party that is what was at the time level 3. I want to say have affected all of my campaigns, including the higher level one.
You're welcome.
I love this so much. I am here for all of this content.
We should have killed those 11.
I mean. I was expecting combat. I honestly was expecting combat. It would have ended very differently. Possibly with a character death or two.
Yeah, that illithid is not only an illithid, as we found out Monday, it's also a high-level spellcaster, so yeah.
Well, illithids are not a spellcaster. Illithids don't cast spells. They do spell-like abilities. They are psychic.
Then how does it use the helm?
Did you see a helm?
No.
it's moving the moon.
It is moving
That's
the moon.
Even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Paige wants to go to the moon.
That's going to be even harder now.
You're going to have to find some honeymooners.
Paige will start slathering people in honey.
Oh, no.
That is such a Paige interpretation
of that, but it is definitely a Paige interpretation.
Yeah. But Paige is not here. Ash is here. And you've had an uneventful, all things considered, other than the moon being not there, journey through the city of De Perfecta. You know the streets like the back of your hand. And you are outside what's essentially your childhood home.
Pause for like 10 minutes.
And like in real time or... Oh, sorry.
No. And then
I'll start a timer.
The door.
I missed that last important part.
And then I knock the door.
It feels like an additional 10 minutes before you hear someone moving inside and coming towards the door. And you know it wasn't 10 minutes. It feels like the eternity. That hesitation you had before is now making everything else feel like it's drawing out longer. And the door opens, and your mom is there. She looks older, definitely older. There is significantly more gray in her hair. There are lines on her face. Some of them are referred to as smile lines on occasion. It looks like she has smiled more than frowned, which is very good for you to recognize. And it takes her a moment to realize who you are. And it takes another moment for her to realize you're really there. And you see this play out in her facial expressions. There's no role required for this. She's your mom. You know these expressions. And then you're going to have to make a constitution saving throw.
If it's for a hug, I just take it.
It is for a hug. But I want to see if she cracks a rib.
Okay. Natural 19 plus okay. 4.
So you can breathe, but you're surprised at this. By the way, I should have asked, because tiefling is something where you're more likely to be a tiefling if both your parents are tieflings, but sometimes tieflings just happen among humans. So are your parents tieflings or not?
They're both human.
Okay.
We don't know which side the fiendish ancestry comes.
Okay. Well, you are definitely escorted in, whether or not you choose to. I'm assuming you choose to, but still, you don't have a choice anymore.
Yep.
And your mom is yelling for your dad to come see, and he comes into the main room that she has drugged you into and sees you and just stands there and stares.
He just kind of stares back because he really hasn't been here since he was 18. He's now 32. No, 35. It's a long time.
Even without the 5-year gap.
Yes, but they knew I was safe. And then suddenly 5 years of contact, just nothing. Because the twins, they would do two things.
How have you been?
Oh, well, surprisingly, I'm sorry. 5 years of nothing. But it was out of my control. I wasn't even here.
We were told you were dead.
Well, technically, for 5 years, I might as well have been. It's a long story, and you're not going to believe it. But I'm here. I'm alive.
You'd be surprised what I believe. By the way, meanwhile, your mom is bustling around in the kitchen. There was some leftover from supper that she is going through the process of making palatable again. And she's singing a tune to herself as she does this. Well, you made your mom very happy.
Good. I'm glad. I tried to get back sooner.
I believe you. Have a seat.
Sit down.
Okay. And while your mom continues to go around doing everything that she needs to do and not allowing anyone to help if you ask, your dad asks you to give the story of what happened.
He'll go over everything that's happened since the jewel sank. Since the jewel attacked, and everything up to where he met the crazy Kenku with the teleporting necklace. And then,
by the way, everyone else in the party, but yeah, let's face it, crazy Kenku.
Yeah. Crazy Kenku would be the thing that he would describe vividly and pause and then explain, this is where things get weird. And then continue and tell him everything up to why we're here.
Okay. He nods at this and says, things haven't been particularly normal here either.
Now I notice the moon has disappeared.
The what?
Oh, yeah. Have a look outside.
Your dad goes outside and he comes back in and says, okay, so yes, that is particularly unusual.
Yeah, it was there last night.
Yes, I agree. It was definitely there. This is an additional problem.
Oh, that's an additional problem.
I'm sorry, I can't keep laughing on mute. I needed to share that.
I appreciate this. And I notice how many other people are muted in chat right now. This is glorious.
The moon? I'm sorry.
Oh, that delightful group of kobolds on Monday Night Games. So fun. So fun.
Just laughing at the reaction of the what? What? Oh!
Chris called this group chaos.
Mm.
And
he's in the other group. What did we tell you? Don't let a squid face steal the moon. And what did we do? We let a squid face steal the moon. Okay. Glad we had this.
Sorry, Mom.
And one of the characters actually can say that.
Accurate.
Okay, moving forward. Because we've spent a lot of time in this scene and there are other people who I want to have their moments of regret. He fills you in on what they've been encountering for the past 5 years, which was, and this is something that has not been told to citizens of the town at large, but your dad's retired Navy. So he's got some friends that are still in the Navy, so to speak. Well, actually, quite literally. And your ship disappearing, not the ship that you were on with the murder bird and everyone else, but the ship that you were on that got attacked, that ship getting burned to the waterline was just the first. A significant portion of the Navy just doesn't exist anymore. They'd go out and they wouldn't come back. And ships sent out to investigate, sometimes they'd come back and say, yeah, we got nothing. Sometimes they wouldn't come back. No one came back and said, this is what happened, ever.
Well, I'm telling them exactly what happened. The Golden Jewel, the sister ship of my ship, the Shimmering Ruby, has went rogue and is destroying the Perfecta ships, killing their crews and taking their loot. They're full-on pirates, Jolly Roger and all.
That might explain some of them, but there's been far too many ships in too many different directions. It's not just that one ship, then.
It might not be them that's just doing it alone, but they definitely are the ones that started it.
They were most likely the ones that fired the first shot. And we've been having some problems here as well. Have you heard of the chaos that's happening in the forest of Skelvar?
I don't remember. I haven't been over to that side of the continent in a long time.
Technically, you came from that side of the continent because that's the same side that Plantain is on. But yeah.
I don't know where Plantain is.
But never mind about that. You weren't near Skelvar, is the point. And so he lets you know that basically Skelvar got flooded. The elves are blaming the dwarves. So the elves on the council are not getting along with the dwarves on the council. There's been a large-scale army of orcs.
How about them?
He stops when you say that. Oh wait, did you tell him about did you tell the story up through the orc thing?
Up till we left to come here.
Okay.
I told him everything up till we left.
So that army of orcs wasn't really supposed to be doing that, but that made a lot of people on the council, the other council members, not really trust the orcs that were on the council. So you got the elves that are bickering with the dwarves in almost an outright war. You got the orcs that no one wants to deal with. There's also the gnomes and the humans, but the humans, one of their council members has up and just disappeared.
Which
one? Their short one is usually three per race that's represented on the council. But they're down to two. The gnomes are the only ones that seem to have their act together, but they're gnomes. So even that statement's a bit of a stretch.
This might make things a bit more complicated, but it's information you should probably have. The orcs. And I pull out my necklace. They're using this symbol, and then I turn it upside down.
Your father uses a profanity that I will not share in chat. Your mother turns and scolds your dad, and then she feeds you supper. Supper's delicious, by the way.
Yay.
Okay. And one long rest later, it is morning. I'm assuming that when you parted company with the rest of the party, you gave them a location that they could try to meet you at?
I would have told them the temple.
Okay. So it is
morning. Because that's where he would go next.
Okay. It is morning, and we're going to zoom forward to just after Paige had her enlightening conversation with 3 Kenku, as opposed to 20.
The rest are in the hallway.
Except for one that was on the roof screaming at the sun, but they have finished screaming at the sun and have started to back down.
It is terrifying that 20 in that conversation was an option.
Well, they had trouble breathing when 21 Kenku were in the room.
I put my foot down.
One of them could not. One of them, it was so tightly packed in there. Was literally just held in place by the bodies of the other Kenku.
I told them to get out.
When Paige initially said that like 2 or 3 of them should come into the room to have the conversation, every Kenku decided that they were going to be one of those 2 to 3.
Yep. Because that's birds.
I look at the 3 after like they finished giving me their, you know, their spiel, and I'm like, secret, yes, but must tell my friends. They work with
They
me.
Shake their heads no, very vigorously. You're wondering if their brains are rattling in their skulls when they shake so hard.
Orc mom will stop otherwise.
They make the water gurgling sound and then say, secret.
Secret. Have lots secrets.
Keep secret.
How convince Orc mom take you?
Kenku friends.
Orc mom is tired of me.
Cut to Onka. What are you doing this morning?
Well, I would have come out of the room. Do I hear any of this Orc mom something?
When you come out of the room, you see 16 Kenku in the hallway. And hear one of them on the roof trying to find a way back down.
Okay.
But you did wake up to the sound of someone screaming at the sun.
It's probably the one on the roof, I would think. So I look at the rest of them and...
And they look at you.
Wave hello, I guess.
They wave back.
And I go try to find the rest of my party that I figure are still in the inn somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
The stairwell is on the other side of the 16 Kenku.
Okay. So I'm going to walk over.
You hear me, by the way, as you pass my room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you hear me just go. No, just you're going to hear me go, because I'm trying to figure out how to explain this.
Okay, I could hear you, so I'm going to go over to where you are.
I'm in my room.
Yeah, I'm going to knock on the door and, hey, we should probably get going.
Come in.
We have that one, but okay. I open the door, I come in. We should get
16
going.
16 Kenku try to follow you.
No!
I give them that look.
I would like either one of you to roll an intimidation check at advantage.
Okay.
Because you're both trying to intimidate.
I've got a 13, and intimidation is a +4.
So roll again.
Let me see.
Roll again. And that one is a 15.
Okay, so a 19, when you turn and look at them, they all look at you and you hear one of them whisper, Orc mom.
And,
and there
the
is
of
a bit of a there's a bit of a ghost image of 16 Kenku, and then there's like a couple feathers falling to the ground.
What was the full thing they said? Just Orc Mom?
Orc Mom.
Okay. Like the aliens from Toy Story.
Oh, God. Okay.
The claw.
Well, if they've gotten out of my way, I'm happy enough, and I'm going to go talk to Paige. We should go. Okay. We're supposed to go meet with Ash.
Ash! But Orc Mom.
I give you a questioning look like, what is this going to be?
Kenku want friends.
Okay.
They have, what, 16 of them? I mean, do they really need, like, I think they have friends.
Want help us as friends.
To do you got, what?
You've got three Kenku nodding vigorously.
I turn to the Kenku and go, only what, like, and try to, like, do, like, a thing that obviously, like, what she knows. They know about bad Kraken.
Okay, but that's not here. I mean, we're not going there now.
But
Kraken,
they want
ocean.
Yeah.
Port.
Generally,
ocean.
That's where
ocean.
They're. Yes.
Ocean. I point towards the port. Ocean.
Okay. Are they trying to imply that the Kraken is here?
Everywhere.
Oh, that's Betrayal. Not helpful. It can't be everywhere.
Kraken has ocean.
Right. Okay.
Owns all ocean.
So, all your little bird friends wanted me to know the Kraken's in the ocean. Okay.
And
they
help.
Nod.
And help.
What are they going to help with? The Kraken's in the ocean. That's where it's supposed to be. It's not here. I don't understand.
To be honest, I don't really know either. Like, I'm not saying that, but, like,
no, right,
the thing is
yeah.
that, like, I'm willing to, like, try and ask, but I also don't super want all the Kenku to come with us, because I don't know what they have to help. I don't know. I don't think they're battle assistant.
Oh, no.
So, like, I'm like, I tried. You know, like, all I got, Kenku want help.
Like, you have three Kenku in front of you trying to make their eyes appear larger as they stare up at you with the bird equivalent of smiles.
This is not helpful.
And you see Paige kind of being like with the face like towards you that obviously mm-hmm. says they wanted me to ask. That's all I gotta say.
Mm.
You
I
know, like
able, I might be able to read that expression. I'm not adopting a herd of Kenku. This is not going to happen.
Called murder. Group wow. Kenku called murder.
Somehow I believe that, yeah.
Cut to Fahim. What are you doing this wonderful morning?
Please make it less chaotic than the rest of us.
Good luck.
One can hope.
Well, assuming no one's stopped by my room, you know, being a monk and a martial artist, I'd probably start off with some sort of morning workout routine. And after that, I'd probably just be hanging out in the lobby till everyone else wakes up.
Okay.
And
well,
if I have to get past a crowd of Kenku, I will walk on the ceiling.
Give your spider shoes. Give your spider shoes. They're going to be so jealous of you.
I'm going to argue that at the time that you step out into the hallway, Onka has already done the 19 intimidation check, so you see a few feathers in the hallway. Probably don't think too much about that because you know there are Kenku in the hallway. Well, in the inn. And then go down for breakfast because the continental breakfast is included if one defines continental breakfast as soup.
Oh, yeah, we have our choices of soup.
Yes. If you push all the tables together, it's a Pangea breakfast, but it will still be soup.
Works for Fahim.
Okay. And when you go downstairs to get your soup, you do see 16 Kenku. Actually, no, there's 17 Kenku, but one of them looks slightly injured.
he jumped off the roof.
Fell off the roof.
And is that a bit of drain spout that it's currently sticking out of its cloak? It might be. It might be. And they are all enjoying their soup. They're doing the thing where they put their head down into the soup bowl and then they pull their head up and open and close their mouth a whole lot. They're not doing this in sync. They're each doing this individually.
All right.
What?
If none of them wave Fahim over, she's just going to assume Paige isn't one of them.
What the heck is that? And why does it exist?
That is a monster. That's what that is.
And Millie, you wonder why people on Mastodon ask you for cursed images.
The thing is that I was looking for a GIF of one of those tapping birds. And this is what popped up.
Because this is an audio format, I just want to share for the recording's sake. It's not inappropriate. It's just, it's a bird that has had human feet and human hands photoshopped onto it, and it's been animated so one of the human feet is tapping over and over again on what appears to be a balance bar.
That is a thing of nightmares.
Yeah,
at least it's not the sawstrich.
Oh, yeah, that was strange.
That's me. But okay, yeah,
we're going to move forward.
Yes.
because we need to. I mean, yes, we could continue to have this just happen in the inn for the rest of the 2-hour recording. But I say no. Verily, I say no. I do not want that.
I say no.
That is content that I will not be here for. You were told to meet Ash at a temple to Argonia.
Okay.
Apparently, it should be very easy to find. People in the city would be able to point it out if you ask for directions. And now the...
We're done. We're done.
Ellie, what have you done? Okay, so you head out, and 20 Kenku follow you.
They're not traveling with us permanently, are they?
I don't want them traveling with us permanently, no. But I think they have other ideas.
Yeah, I'm not
sure how to explain. They want to help, something about a kraken. They wanted us to know that it is in the ocean. I don't know.
That's where I'd expect a giant octopus to be.
Exactly, yes, but I do not understand these Kenku at all.
Yeah, I turn to Fahim and Orc Mom and go, same.
Every time you look back at them, they're little puffballs looking adorable.
They're all so excited to be helpful, but I'm just like...
Also, give me perception checks.
Okay, everybody?
Anyone who cares to be paying attention to the Kenku, which I'm sure is not everyone.
I rolled a 5, and perception's a +3.
There are puffballs.
Got a 21.
So
I got a nat 1.
So, Fahim, I don't know if you want to do anything with this information, but you're pretty sure that as you go past various stalls that are setting up shop in this morning on your way to the temple to Argonia, that there's a few of them, at least, who have been acquiring items at a discount.
Hey, stop that.
They look at you innocently.
You're supposed to pay for that stuff.
We're native thieves. What can we do?
They look at you with a confused expression.
Okay, I'm gonna...
One of them chirps innocently.
I
want to try an intimidation check, but I actually have a negative to this thanks to my charisma, but I would leave it at an intimidation check. I'm not going to start a fight over this, but I would try something.
You see Paige just kind of stick her head into one of her feathers and the obvious, like, family.
Paige is not aware of this. You got a 1.
Oh, true.
But that's a nat 20.
Paige knows nothing. Wow, nice.
So Fahim got a nat 20 on an intimidation check. Therefore, the negative 1 from your charisma means nothing. You are scarier than Orc Mom.
Nice.
Various stalls to either side of the street suddenly have more goods than they had this morning.
One of them has a drain spout.
Then that's inspiration for Paige right there.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but, family.
there's a cabbage vendor on the road who suddenly has like 25 knives in their stall with the sheaths and belts to hold them, and he's just looking at it like, where did this come from?
Oh goodness. Also, I imagine the three that were in the room trying to tell me not to tell Fahim or Orc Mom are now like, I understand.
Well, that might be a conversation later. Okay. And I am going to say that, Ash, after a delightful breakfast that your mom insists that you stay to eat, and then, by the way, here's a lunch.
Natural.
Yes.
35, still treating me like I'm 16.
You are her little boy, and you always will be.
Mm-hmm. You're also not dead.
I'm her youngest.
And she packed it in your favorite lunchbox, which has this picture of a strange, sort of a mix between a lizard and a plant thing on it. It was popular when you were a kid. Well, it's got that printed on the front of it. And of course,
she hugs her.
Oh, she hugs right back. And then she straightens your collar and pats you on the shoulder and says, "Have fun saving the world."
I'll do my best.
And stay alive, because if you don't, I will kill you.
I know, that's the terrifying part. You'll bring me back just to kill me.
She smiles and pats you on the shoulder again, gives you another hug. So, my assumption, and everyone may correct me if I'm wrong, because I know that I'm human, alas, is that an Ash, who is feeling pretty good, all things considered, has a bit of a spring in his step, is arriving at the front door to the temple to see a beleaguered band of human, half-orc, and 21 Kenku.
One of which arriving at the same time. One of which is very done.
And 20 of which appear to be very happy to be there.
I see Ash, and I go, Hi, friend.
You hear 20 voices going, hi, friend.
I'm gonna have to cast silence all day.
I just look up to the sky and say, Argonia, please forgive me for bringing them in.
Do I notice that, or am I still dead to the world?
Oh, it was very obvious. Just how completely defeated I am just from seeing this.
Are we going into the temple? They're gonna follow.
Ash is going into the temple.
So I was gonna turn to the Kenku and be like, "Stay here 1 minute while I talk to friend, okay?"
Ash.
Uh-huh.
So you look up to the sky as you're praying to Argonia, right?
It was more of a plea, but yes.
Okay. When you look up to the sky, you see something that you know exactly what it is, but it shouldn't be in that direction.
Is it the moon?
You see the keel of a boat.
What?
You see the keel of several boats
and the
in
sky?
Formation flying overhead towards the docks.
We have flying ships now?
Currently.
Wait, I notice any symbols on them?
Sky Pirate!
Do they have the De Perfecta colors on them?
Anything like that, you would have to be able to look at it from the side or the top. You are looking at it from underneath.
Is anyone running around in panic?
Give me a perception check.
Plus 5, 12.
There are a few people who seem to be very concerned.
Okay, so not normal. Good to know. And I point up, trying to get everyone.
That's not a thing you see every day.
That's a thing I've never seen.
Paige is jealous.
There are 20 Kenku voices going, "Fly! Fly! Fly!
Fly!"
They're jumping up and down. They are very happy.
But I also look at my party, and I go, again?
You've seen flying ships before, Paige?
No, just more of, why is it always the weird things happening when we show up?
I blame the kobolds.
I do. Genuinely, I do.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You hear Paige murmur, "What? Run by... talking scarecrows?"
That is the strangest sentence I've heard you put together so far.
You have thoroughly confused 20 Kenku.
What next?
Oh, that makes more sense.
What next? Being snarky.
Okay, well, we can't do anything about the flying ships, I assume, from here.
Are they coming... They're heading towards the docks, and
they're heading towards the docks.
I suppose we could head towards the docks just to as a precaution. I mean, maybe they're friendly. They haven't fired on the city yet.
I lean to Mazir. No, not Mazir. Is it Mazir?
Mazir's not in this group.
Mazir's on the other side of the continent right now. Canonically,
still getting names.
Chronologically, at this point, Mazir has already dealt with the dragon turtle, but you don't know that.
Mm. Fair. I lean to Fahim and say, if they are hostile, the Dave Effector's navy is practically non-existent right now.
I lean in and go, but I make things go.
And that's on the down low. Not many people know that.
I'll keep that secret. And
secrets!
Yeah, if that is the case, it's probably all the more important we head towards the docks.
You hear
at the very 20, least as a precaution.
You hear 20 voices, not in unison, but still 20 voices saying, secrets! Secrets!
I was trying to say it quietly so they didn't hear that.
Yeah, when you leaned in, 20 Kenku leaned in too.
Paige, I'm ready to kill your friends.
Do it.
Wow.
So
who knew
Kenku
turned on each other so quickly?
It appears that I have managed to outpage Paige at this point.
Paige likes being the anomaly. Paige understands that there can't be too many cooks in the Chaos Kitchen.
So we call the kitchen. It's fine.
So we call the kitchen so the best remains.
They're line cooks.
Oh, exactly. No. Too many cooks in one kitchen. Call the kitchen.
Yeah, so only I remain. It's very important. So, but yeah, I just kind of like, because once again, also, it's not so much that I hate them all. It's just I don't think they should be following us either, but that they won't say take no for an answer.
Execute order 66 on the Kinkers.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm just like, what was it? New spell I got that I haven't had a chance to use. I look at them. I look at you and I go, wall of light.
You look at who?
I look at y'all, like, as in a thing, because like, I'm thinking about how to take care of a ship. And I go, wall of light.
We should definitely find out if they're hostile first before we go blow them out of the sky.
Let's not start the war.
No, they could
be flying to somewhere else.
By the way, I have regional
updates. But I'm ready.
For you guys. Once we're finished here.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. What?
I have regional updates on what's been going on the past 5 years. It's not just orcs that we have to talk.
Okay.
Never just orcs.
But ships first. Those are kind of
ships
right
first.
Now
yeah.
Let's at least see what they're doing.
Now you've had this conversation while you're standing in front of the Temple of Argonia. Now, who works in this particular temple?
Clerics and paladins of Argonia,
including
my twin sister and brother.
Okay. And I'm assuming that they are human.
Yes.
Okay. As a tiefling in your family, I needed to ask.
They are 3 years older than me, so they'd now be 8 years older than me.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So describe your brother.
Last time Ash saw him, long black hair tied high in a ponytail. He is a paladin of the order. Looks very much like his father. Very much like his father.
Oh, so that description meets the person who is like standing right behind you right now.
Oh.
Ash?
Turns around. Ethan?
It wasn't a sick joke.
No, it wasn't.
For the second time in 24 hours, you feel like a rib might be broken.
Okay, fair enough.
It doesn't help that he's still wearing armor.
No.
And then he holds you at arm's length and says, so, please tell me those ships are yours.
I was about to ask you that.
He utters a profanity that you've heard very recently, and that I will still not commit to a recording.
Like your father likes them.
Yep. What do you say we take a short break? We've been playing for almost an hour.
Okay.
I'm going to press some buttons. We'll be back in a bit. The button is mine. While you were off partying, I was studying the button. And I've pressed it. We're back.
Okay.
Yay.
Apparently it was someone named Me Dio the entire time. I don't understand that reference. Never mind. Okay. So, Ash's brother Ethan, a paladin of Argonia, is just as confused as everyone else. Perhaps more so, because this is his first encounter with 21 Tenku.
Hi, Ash brother.
His name's Ethan.
Ash brother.
Hello?
Damn it.
And he hears his voice come back to him from 20 miles, going,
oh,
hello?
No.
Hello? Hello?
They do aren't I... ours. They're following us.
Do I actually sound like that? That's...
Yes.
That is weird.
You get used to it.
Do they repeat anything they hear?
Don't you dare.
Yes.
No, because I know a few cantrips, so I'm wondering if they can repeat those.
They can repeat the words, probably not the spell.
I can do the spells.
She can do some spells. This is true.
I'm honestly curious. But first of all, Ash, really glad you're back. Probably going to have a very long talk, likely with alcohol involved.
Ugh, emotions!
But first, should probably see what's up vis-a-vis flying ships.
Yes, more than likely.
Fly! Okay.
And he, without any other to do, immediately starts walking towards the docks.
I go with.
Right,
and I take my gunblade out in my left hand and my pepper box on my right.
I get on my broomstick and I... Vroom!
I love that explanation. Perfect.
You know, it occurs to me that we've been playing for well over an hour and I haven't even opened D&D Beyond tonight. I didn't need to. Not for this chaos.
Yeah, this is just good old homebrew chaos.
And D&D Beyond, that's not what I was trying to type. I am not looking up dragons.
No, no.
He's trying to type, how do I make a Kenku fall in love with me?
Wow.
No.
Feed it, millet.
Make sure it's bowls
preen its
of water.
Feathers. Let it fly. Reenact flying scene from Titanic.
No.
Can I do that on the flying ships? I think that would make me very happy.
You just have to get on one first.
It's more than likely the flying ships are trying to kill us.
Probably.
I'm talking about afterward when we commandeer it and take it for ourselves.
Maybe.
Yes!
The best you're getting.
Yes!
Yeah, but you know, in Paige's mind, that was not only a yes, it promised that we will commandeer at least one ship for her person.
Yeah.
I think how much easier it would be to get around.
The USS Kenku, and just have all the Kenku on one ship make them BI themselves, and we'll be on the other.
And, you know, you do have someone who has a lot of experience with boats.
And I know how to read things like maps and charts.
Who needs
and
maps?
Do
maps. The stars are for.
I also know how to
you
use.
Can follow by the light of the moon. Oh. Oh.
Oh,
yeah,
don't break a sailor's heart like that.
I also know how to do math, which makes me important.
Who knows how to do that?
All of us, we play D&D.
I mean, fair. Okay, so as you discuss various ways that you can take over the fleet and use it to your own ends, you arrive.
I go vroom.
At the docks, and there's a mixture. There were people who were actively trying to move away from the docks. There were other people who were actively moving towards them because people react in different ways when they see a sailing vessel flying over a city.
Does anyone have ye old cellular phone up?
No.
Trying to take that video, get that clout?
No. although canonically, based on some previous campaigns banter, there is a way to stream on a service called Witch. But never mind about that. You can subscribe to their Witch channel. It's free with Witch Prime.
Mm.
But never mind about that. Okay, so you arrive at the docks, and most of the flying ships land in the water just beyond where the docks are. But one of them does come straight down and land at just the right spot for them to put down a gangplank, and they toss ropes to people who were standing on the dock, and they just sort of stare at the ropes for a little while. And they realize, oh, wait, yeah, this is kind of what my job is right now. I should probably tie that off.
Paige makes sure to put the hood on so if any water hits her, she doesn't get as wet.
Okay.
Because of the of getting into the water.
It actually lands very gently.
Oh, I thought it was going to be like a pshhh.
No, it doesn't. They don't do the thing where they position themselves just right and say, okay, turn off whatever makes us fly.
Whee! Cannonball! No.
That's what you do if you don't care about your ship.
Paige just
or
likes
if you're
to
kobold.
Be safe.
Right.
Because apparently kobolds are willing to go at very high speeds when they re-enter an atmosphere. And then blame the ship falling apart right. on the shoddy construction work.
Right. Yep. Right. Well, you know.
Well, yeah.
Okay. And as the ship is being tied off and the gangplank has been lowered, a red-scaled dragonborn with two dragonborn behind them, one of them is blue, one of them is white, comes down the gangplank and looks around.
Hi!
God damn it, Paige.
We have to know if they're friendly! We have to know. And also, I'm a Kenku. It kind of fits my character. They aren't going to think it's weird.
Oh,
that
no,
a
that was very, very Paige. Exactly that was right, a yes. very Paige thing, but that's that was also going to be an Ash's very, very Ash response.
Hi! How do you fly? I want to fly.
So, this Dragonborn, who, by the way, is also wearing plate mail, as are the two Dragonborn behind it, looks at Paige. And continues to look at Paige. They were prepared for a lot of things today.
They weren't prepared for that.
They were prepared for an awful lot of things today.
You also forget the fact that Paige knows that getting people off their guard is the best way to get anything. Hi! How do you fly?
Give me a persuasion check.
Paige also likes that everyone underestimates her.
Oh, Ash doesn't.
Yes, but all the new people underestimate her, thinking that she's just a child. You said persuasion?
Yes.
Okay.
That's a 22! Okay, so this mighty fleet of flying vessels invades the harbor. Its envoy gets off the ship wearing full plate mail with two sidekicks behind it, and a small bird person goes, "How you fly?" And they feel compelled to provide an answer.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
We have a spellcaster on board that uses a magical construct to power the flying vessel.
Wow, can I see it?
No.
Okay.
Ash just begins facepalming.
Thought I should ask.
By the way, now before Ash asked, hey, can we see any logos or anything on it? The ships themselves are flying a particular flag
Roger.
That has a particular logo on it that I will share with you.
Oh no.
Yep, that's what all the sails look like. Five dragon heads combined in a circle.
And we wouldn't recognize that because
our characters have no idea what that is.
No one in this party, everyone in this party.
Except for me.
No. Everyone in this party. Was forced to forget what the heck that is 5 years ago.
Oh, gotcha.
Yep.
Thanks, kobolds.
No. Specifically, thanks, Daldane.
So where are you from? I'm Paige.
I totally know Daldane.
Now, you can totally know Daldane. You just won't know Tiamat.
Right.
Or what followers of Tiamat look like.
Right.
I'm Paige. Where are you from?
I am Corin.
Corin.
I'm from a continent on the other side of this world.
Whoa, that's cool.
But I know of any landmasses on the other side of
Not only do you not know of any landmasses on the other side of this world, it is considered to be common knowledge that anyone trying to go too far beyond the Circulaean continent usually doesn't come back.
Do I know anything? Because I have that history background.
Please don't tell me that this is brought on a surge of flat earthers.
What, where?
Please don't tell me this is brought on a surge of flat earthers.
But do I know because I have that history background?
There's enough people on Circulus who are very learned scholars who have studied the planet and the stars and the motions of the heavens to, like, very similar to ancient Greece, say, oh, yeah, we totally know Circulus is round. We've got a pretty good idea for what the circumference is of Circulus.
I am going to say one thing, Earth. We have plenty of people who are very, very intelligent. We have plenty of people who know the Earth is round.
Well, this is my fantasy world, Dagnabbit.
You don't have those people.
those people will exist, but you're not encountering them.
Can I have a history check?
At disadvantage, you may roll again.
I liked that one.
yeah, it was a very good one. 19 plus 7 is a really nice roll.
Okay, 18
plus 7 isn't too bad. Okay. So, this is much more recent history. In the past 5 years, apparently several nations sent an expedition through magical means to the other side of the world and did find a very large continent. And then stopped. There were some incursions there. They did some things. And then they came back and said, you know what? That's great. Let's never talk about this again.
Well,
something about a very large monster that they didn't want to have to mess with.
Were you born there or did you just like go there and come back?
Thank you, Cindy. I love how in this audio format and even in the edited recordings afterwards, just randomly I will thank a member of the party for doing something that can't be seen. I appreciate
it's
that.
Visual, yeah.
Yes. But the audio component of that would be wee.
Yeah.
He looks so happy. I did not come here to give my life story to a small bird.
Okay. I just like make friends. Okay, have fun.
One of the two dragonborn behind the one in the front that you've been having the conversation with taps him on the shoulder and says, technically, she's kind of big for a bird, but that's not the point right now.
My name is Paige.
A pleasure to be... Why are we doing this? Look,
thank you.
Who's in charge here?
Not me. I just see and want to say hi because I like flying because I'm Kenku.
Stop, please.
And I want to see the fly ship. Okay,
20 voices chime up behind you. Fly, 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 fly.
Everyone
I'm NPCing other than the 20 Kenku does their best to ignore the 20 Kenku.
I am ready.
You know, we might be able to waylay them with the Kenku.
I am ready to commit genocide, people.
No.
Distant cousins. Sorry. I went to college. They didn't.
So in terms of who's in charge, I suppose it would either be Ash or his brother that's the
assuming the brother is the closest right now.
Probably.
Yeah, he has some level of authority in this town.
Because okay, I've been dead for 5 years.
I'm blanking on the name, but you said Ethan, right?
Ethan.
Ethan. Okay, and so Amy. I'm not blanking on the name.
Ash, brother.
Ethan tentatively raises his hand and says, I guess I'm the highest authority here at the moment.
That's Ash, brother. Yeah.
Greetings, Ash, brother.
Oh, my God.
I have heard of a similar title known as Ashbringer. I wonder if they're related.
I just facepalm and then look at Paige just disappointed.
Actually, I'm a paladin of Argonia. Pleasure to meet you. Ah, wonderful. I am a paladin of Tiamat. My name is Corin.
Paige is having an existential crisis because she doesn't know why the name Tiamat is...
I've never heard of that one.
She studied religion for her life.
What's Tiamat?
I don't know.
Paige literally studied religion until she found a dark, forgotten elder god and pledged her soul to it. You'd think she would have found a few others along the way and said, nope, not for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Paige is actually like going like, wait, they worship it. I don't know that name. And like is doing like the head and hands thing, like, is my life a lie? Like, what is going on?
I mean, technically your life is a lie because of Doldain.
Tiamat? Who Tiamat?
I don't know. I've never heard of that one.
Yeah, first time
Tiamat
I've heard of it.
Tiamat is our goddess. We serve her and she grants us power. In any case, we are leading an expedition to bring back the moon. We would like to speak with the leaders of this city, if possible. Would you be able to facilitate that?
Tiamat.
Okay, so they're helping.
Moon!
This is good.
This is probably good, right? I mean, I guess they're trying to find their god. I mean, that can't be
I
too bad.
Stole my
No, they're
pistol.
Not trying to find their god. They're trying to bring back the moon.
Oh, they're trying to bring back the moon. Well,
which is good for the whole planet. So,
and I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. They have a god. They're probably not terrible people then.
And
so
also,
I stole my pistol, but not my gumblade.
The moon is in the Doom book because it's been thefted.
As soon
maybe
as
maybe on the Doom book. Okay?
As soon
no, I didn't
as
say
Paige
that out loud.
Says Doom,
I did not say that out loud.
Okay.
Sorry. I forget that Paige actually has more words, so I can't just say my thoughts out loud.
Right, yeah.
Well, to be fair, most of them are Sylvan.
Yeah.
Oh, true, so they might not know that. Yeah.
So Paige
and
has
some,
a much more varied vocabulary that no one understands, which makes her even more bird-like.
I mean, I taught her how to swear in Infernal.
Yeah, I already knew Infernal, but man, it's good to actually speak it now.
As paladins of Tiamat, it's possible your new friends would be able to understand those words.
True.
Hmm.
In any case, Ethan says, yeah, I could probably get you through the front door of the council building. From there, that's going to be a discussion. I don't have sovereignty in there, so I guess we can go. Right, follow me.
I'll come with you.
Your lordship. Ladyship, actually.
Friend!
I heard there are more voices.
Moon.
There is a pause and a heavy intake of breath, and several people find their centers. And then you continue to the city.
Okay.
Now, do you accompany this retinue, or do you decide to go to something
yeah,
else?
I'm going.
Ash is going, I'm going.
Paige wants to be more, better friends with the scaly people and learn more about the god that she can't remember.
She can't even remember that she couldn't remember it.
Exactly.
While we're walking, I'll just turn to Paige. Paige?
Yes?
Do your bird friends speak Infernal? No, wait, they'll know, won't they? They'll know what I'm saying. Regardless, because
no.
They understand all languages.
No.
No, only me.
Oh.
That's a warlock ability.
Oh, cool. Then I'll say in Infernal, I'm ready to kill your bird friends.
Yes.
I have no idea what this conversation
same.
Is at all. I know you're talking. That's it.
I say same
yeah,
back.
I speak Celestial, not Infernal.
I don't speak either one of those.
They're driving me mad, and I'm ready to kill them.
Same.
Your bird friends are
not related.
But I'm assuming they're here because of you, because I know you.
The
no!
Dragonborn who has
surprise!
Introduced herself as Corin says to you in Infernal, I've known them for all of 5 minutes, and you have my sword.
Please.
I like you.
And the thing, I reply back, and I say
by the way, they do say that in Infernal.
Yeah, good.
So I have no idea what's going on here at all.
No.
Okay, what are you
doing? Reply back of, same,
do
and
I recognize that it's Infernal? Because a paladin speaking Infernal would put Fahim on guard, even if she wouldn't be outright hostile yet.
Well, do you speak Infernal?
No.
Then you might not recognize the language. All you know is, well, I would allow...
I mean,
me...
Paige and I have been speaking Infernal. They know I speak Infernal.
Right,
if you
doesn't mean we understand
told them,
it.
Oh, this language I know is Infernal.
I mean, I'm gonna... Okay.
Yeah, I'm not asking to understand the conversation, just like... You know, sometimes you can hear Spanish or French and understand that's the language, even if you have no idea what they're saying.
So the question is, have you heard enough of Infernal to recognize this as Infernal? And for that, I'm going to say, make me a wisdom check.
Okay.
But yeah, I just reply, same. I did not want to be followed.
I got an 11.
Yeah, you've heard Ash using this language before, you're assuming it's some type of sailor speak or something at this point.
Okay.
The bird speaks all the language that she hears, so you know that explains that.
That's yeah.
And they came in on a ship, so yeah, that makes sense. It's like thieves camp, but for sailors.
Yeah.
You assume
they
it's
just, yeah.
Thieves camp for sailors would probably just be a long string of profanities, which yeah. explains why the language feels so evil.
So that is all fair. So Fahim's still fairly relaxed.
Yeah. I'm just confused. Like, yeah, I'm just like, same. And they decided to follow.
So Dragonborn in De Perfecta are not entirely uncommon. There are several Dragonborn that did join the City Guard. They tend to be very insular, but in the past 15 years, they've started stretching their non-existent wings, so to speak, and started going out in other places, and De Perfecta was one of the first locations. So having Dragonborn walk through the city is not unusual. Having 21 bird people walking through the city, however, is enough to do two things. One, to draw a lot of stares. But two, to have a lot of people just get out of your way. The Dragonborn seem to assume it's because of them. It's up to you if okay. you try to belay this thought.
Nope. Paige would rather that be the thought.
It's the birds.
I know it's the birds. I get stares when it's just me. I can't even imagine 20 of them.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. And you get to an incredibly large courtyard with different plots of manicured lawn and flower beds and several fountains and sculptures all over the place. And in the center of this courtyard, there is this enormous building, technically speaking, larger than the Temple to Argonia. The Temple to Argonia is one of several deities that's worshipped here in De Perfecta. But this is the building where the Council of Races meets and has met for 1,000 years. Modesty and specifically modesty is not a trait that they seem to possess when it comes to budgetary
Shiny.
Concerns for architecture.
They be decorated.
Possibly more than once over the 1,000-year period that they've been the unifying force on this continent.
I'm just saying the last, like, 50, since I was 18, they've redecorated.
More or less. And Ethan continues to lead you through this expanse. There are no spaceships. You left them back at the docks. Yay, modern references. up to the front doors, which are incredibly large and look like they would take multiple people to try to push them open or closed. Fortunately, at this point, they are in the open position. And he walks you right through them without even pausing. The guards sort of stare, but they do that for everyone who enters. They just stare a bit more and down a bit more. As a procession Kenku. Of 21 Kenku enter the council building. The first room that you go into is, as suggested by the exterior, very expansive. It's got pillars all over the place. It's got a marble floor.
Wow.
And they're
shiny.
Are many desks that are arranged in a row at the far end of this room. And each desk has a line of people of various species and heights and ages and manner of dress, all lined up and waiting, many of them patiently, many of them not. And Ethan turns and says, okay, well, if you wish to see who's in charge, you may take your pick. This particular line here is to speak to the human council members. They traditionally have also spoken for the Dragonborn, considering your common origin. And good luck.
I tug on Ash Brother's sleeve, and I go, where can Kenku?
I don't know. I didn't know Kenku existed until you showed up today.
Oh, lots of us.
Tenku are not represented by the council by individual members.
Heard council was looking for Kenku. Not members, but was looking for a Kenku.
One of the 20 Kenku, you're not quite sure if it's Steve or not. it could be. Comes over and says, we try talk council. They no see us.
They'll see me.
Oh, God.
Okay.
They no see us.
And Paige does see, make that noise.
You see 20 very sad birds.
Aww.
I kneel down at Paige's level. Why do they need to be seen by the council?
No.
Yes, but... yes, infernal.
don't know, but remember Mazir book?
Uh-huh.
Kenku Council. Remember?
Oh. You expect me to remember everything that's in that book when I've only just found out about it.
Well, the thing is, I can say it verbatim because I can.
But the prophecy in the book is that the Kenku were seeking an audience with the Council of Races to look for a missing Kenku.
Yeah, so you see, birds of a feather, not flight or word, seek audience with an elder council to find a lost member of their flock.
Well, they're here now. Perhaps one of these tables will listen to them.
And that is Paige's doom. 20 Kenku wanted to find her.
I hate it.
To be fair, the doom for Eric was a volcano blew up your hometown.
True. But then I stop and I look, I think to myself, and then I look at Orc Mom and I wave.
And I give you a look and I walk over to you.
And I go, Mazir Book.
Uh-huh.
Power from the deep.
Okay.
Member?
Kind of.
Hold on, what language are you saying this in?
I'm saying this in common. I'm purposely trying to say it.
As soon as you start to say the word book, 5 different sets of feathered hands go around your beak and try to hold your mouth closed.
So the Kenku know about
the book. And each of the Kenku that is doing this does their best to give a bird-like smile at Unka.
I don't understand any of this.
All right, take your feathered hands off the bird.
Yeah, you should let her go now.
And if they don't let her go, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Remember?
One of them whispers in Paige's ear, regret.
I do like the, that's not this. you know, that little arm flick. positions of power.
Right.
Allies. I'm trying not to say anything that will, like, because I get it, we're in the middle of a seat of power, right, so I'm trying not to, like, say it too obviously. Power, the deep.
Oh. Okay, I think I know where you're going with this, but I'm not going to say the word.
Don't yes.
I think I'm going there as well. Yeah.
Yes, so I'm saying, like, you know, look around. Look.
Well, this is a place of power.
Look around. And so then I just start walking around and trying to listen to pick up voices.
Oh my.
There are a lot of voices in here. Most of them are in hushed tones. Every now and then there's someone shouting, but that's usually whoever's talking to someone sitting behind a desk.
Mm-hmm.
No one who's sitting behind a desk looks like they are disturbed in any way, shape, or form by anyone who raises their voice. It's almost like they're civil servants.
Ashes looks at Ethan and is like, you're not going to have a long chat. And not just about the 5 years.
Yeah.
Whilst face palming about the birds.
So, Ash, as a native of De Perfecta, you are aware of how things are run in here, even though you yourself have not really had a reason to come into this building so much. The desks that are set up and these lines that have formed, each one is for a different council member. And usually, if someone has a complaint or request or important information or just generally wants to seek an audience for whatever reason, they have to make an appointment. And to do so, they have to be in line. This is a system that has existed for centuries. The bureaucracy has increased slightly over the years. You are, no one is shocked by this whatsoever. And because of the nature of the Council of Races, usually things are striated. So, like, for the orc portion of the council, you probably won't seek an audience with them unless you're an orc, unless you have a complaint about something the orcs have done. And then you still might get in that line. So there is a mix of races in each line, but the ones who are in line for the orc members of the council are predominantly orc or half-orc. The ones who are in line for the human members of the council are predominantly human, although there are also members, like there's one or two dragonborn that are in that line. There's a bunch of halflings that are in that line. The line that seems to be most diverse are the lines that are for the gnomes.
All right.
Okay. It's possible that they actually want to commission pieces or something because gnomes love building stuff. now, granted, you know, because you were taught this growing up, no council member has time for personal projects. That's not a thing that happens. But not everyone from the far side of the planet or whatever would necessarily know this, and they might still think, oh, they're really powerful. I could commission them to do something really powerful. So I'm going to send my representative.
What is currently the shortest line?
The shortest line is the line where there's no one behind the desk.
Kenku sits at desk.
I'm here for this content.
Oh, you found a space in the console.
So that is that particular desk is, let me look up my notes because I did write this down.
I can't believe I said that. I can't too, but I was like,
okay, so one of the human delegates is named Delton Tiller. And they are,
my name is now Delton, okay.
Yeah, they're the one that your dad told you had gone missing recently. And since he's not around, you know, all of his appointments have been booked, but no one's there to fill fulfill that end of the bargain. So the person who would normally be sitting behind that desk is he's taken a few days off for personal reasons. So no one's in that particular line. That is the shortest line. Although there is currently a small bird walking determinedly towards that desk.
I am not going to stop them.
I'm not even
going
to try and stop them.
There are a lot of stairs.
My time.
I'm saying this a lot, but yes. You are in a very metropolitan city that every species that exists on Circulus for the most part that is sentient, outside of dragons, although dragons can shapeshift, so you don't know, is represented in the city somewhere. But Kenku are new. So they don't react like, you know, screaming and wailing and gnashing of teeth, but they're like, okay, haven't seen that before, as a small burb goes up to the desk and sits behind it.
I kick my feet. And then I pull out, like, the ledgers and I start opening them and I try to look really official while also memorizing all the information in them.
They're... All things considered, they're very boring. It's a list of names. There's dates and times of when the appointments are made and when they are made for. And
anything fun in the desk?
There's a Beyblade in there on the bottom shelf.
Yeah, I let it rip.
Give me a dexterity check. Can't believe I'm doing this as DM.
You're the one who said it.
I know. I can't believe I went there. It's because my fifth graders are getting really into Beyblades in their primary school.
That's 20!
Okay, the Beyblade successfully knocks everything else off the desk.
Yes!
And then spins right in the center for another 20 seconds before it comes to a stop.
Paige is excited.
And the chamber rooms...
Yeah, I want to see how many people
silent.
Go to the fun desk there.
They are silent.
First day. Sorry.
You've just given the Kenku representation in the council. She staged a very quiet coup and played a game.
Coup! You said the word coup.
Yeah.
Or coop, because, you know, burb.
It could be, yeah.
That's what I was going for.
I'm here for this content. So, at this point, the majority of people in this room, nay, in this building, have no idea what to make of this. The three dragonborn who have accompanied you, this is new territory for them. So far as they know, this is just how it works.
my stomach hurts.
They're following your lead, and what you're doing right now is watching this small bird person knock everything off a desk with a mechanical top that has extra gears added to it. I think we might have killed Millie. Not Paige, Millie.
I think we might have killed both, potentially.
Like, just imagine the, like, hi, I'm Bob from, like, the end of Jimmy Neutron. Just imagine that. Just Paige. Hi, I'm Paige.
I'm too old for Jimmy Neutron, alas.
Same. I don't
Jimmy Neutron is wonderful. Is.
So, in this dead silence, which was broken only by someone's monocle falling off their face as they watch this, because there's always going to be one person with a monocle that has the monocle fall off their face.
Yes.
At this point, the only reason to have a monocle is to have it fall off when you're shocked at something.
Yeah.
Yes. The sound of footsteps comes across the council chamber, and a gnome approaches Paige and says, yeah. Excuse me.
Hi, I'm Paige.
Hi, Paige. It's very nice to meet you. My name is Cicero, and I think that's mine. Gotta have that back.
Life? Let her rip.
I don't sure think that's Paige mine. Has actually heard those words.
It works much better in the arena, but yeah, if I could have that back.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Found it. Here you go.
Where did you find it?
In desk.
In this desk. This desk for one of the human representatives.
Oh, no.
Far. Huh.
The human representative that went missing.
Yes.
Huh. Would you mind coming with me and answering a few questions?
Okay, Brandy Paige.
Oh, no.
Now, what's the rest of you doing right now?
I'm going to run up to the bird as it looks like.
Oh. That could
sorry,
be bad.
Sorry, my little idiot friend got away from me.
I have no idea what you're talking about. She figured out how to use this right away. That's incredible.
Let her rip.
Wow.
I dare say she's probably of a genius intelligence.
I mean, I know that, but we don't tell people that.
Oh, you're keeping on the down low. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, well, I still would like to ask you a few questions. So you're not in trouble. Not in trouble. You can bring your friends if you want, but I do want to have a conversation with you if possible.
And I'm going to walk over there.
Only Orc Mom and Ash. Only. I am not bringing the 20 Kenku.
Fahimia's left in the outside.
He looks over slowly and becomes aware that there are 20 Kenku and 3 Dragonborn, a human monk, a half-orc, a tiefling, and a partridge in a pear tree. Who left the partridge in here? The pear tree, we keep that for decoration and occasionally snacks. But who left the partridge in here? It's a whole family of them. What's up with that?
It's free real estate.
Fahim's being left alone to supervise the Dragonborn of Tiamat and 20 Kenku.
Well,
as you guys leave, she just looks at you with like an expression that's half shock, half horror, half sadness.
I mean, you see, left alone, I've abandoned my brother with you.
Oh, so there's that.
So
yeah.
Cicero walks over to Fahim and Ethan and says,
you know, you could come with us too. I got people who can, you know, do the babysitting if necessary.
Oh, thank God.
Yes, thank you.
No, it's fine. I rolled really high on my insight check. I know what's going on.
Can they just keep them, please?
We'll
menagerie.
Okay. And
I can't believe that's what I did.
So the party minus 20
Kenku.
Kenku. And do you allow the Dragonborn to come with you, or do you encourage Cicero to have them stay behind as well?
I encourage Cicero to get them a meeting with the council, so, because they came here in flying ships.
Ships, and they're trying to get the moon back, so.
Right.
Where's ship Tiamat?
That too. Whatever that is.
Came from other continent.
Okay. Well, he calls to one of the people sitting at a desk, clearly a gnome, and says, "Earbender, clear my schedule for the day. Okay, you got your meeting with a council member. Let's go."
Yay!
Oh, that was easy.
Wow.
And that's where we're going to end it for tonight.
Paige did something so helpful.
Yes.
I told you.
She played Beyblade.
She did.
I told you. Paige was going to get her way.
She played Beyblade to get a meeting with the council.
She rolled a nat 20 with a Beyblade. Which is what impressed Cicero. But in any case, thank you all for playing. Thank you all for listening. Tonight, I was joined by a bunch of incredibly awesome people, including Chris and Ellie's hanging out in chat, and Jen and Millie and Cindy. Let's do a few quick plugs. So first of all, Chris has a podcast that they record fortnightly, AzerothCTC.com. They talk about a niche game called World of Warcraft. You might not have heard of it. It's kind of an indie. It's on the up and up. I've heard it's pretty good, depending on the expansion that you're playing. Ellie runs a social media network, elec.xyz. Several of us have accounts there. You can figure out what those accounts are by going to our cast page in the show notes. Going down the list, Jen has a blog and podcast, bookofjen.net. Millie has a stream, twitch.tv/magicalmillie. You go there to listen to fan fiction. Some good, some of it's good. Yes, there are things and stuff. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/cogwheelgaming. Help us keep the lights on. You can join other illustrious patrons such as Alice, Chris, Cindy, Ellie, and Eric. And until next time, this is Crash saying,
let a rip.
Jinx, you owe me a soda.
No.
Good night.